This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Brazil today conferred its highest honour, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, presented the award to Mr. Modi in Brasilia. Both the leaders held delegation-level talks today and signed three agreements. The talks focused on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest. In his press statements, Mr. Modi said, during the talks, they emphasized the importance of enhancing collaboration across all sectors. He said, India and Brazil have set an ambitious goal of increasing bilateral trade to $20 billion within the next 5 years. The Prime Minister said, environmental sustainability and clean energy remain top priorities for both the nations.
Urja ke kshetre mein hamara sahyog nirantar badh raha hai. Paryavaran aur clean energy dono deshon ki mukhya prathmikta hai. इस क्षेत्र में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए आज जो समझौता किया गया है उससे हमारे green goals को नई दिशा और गति मिले.
Mr. Modi said the growing cooperation in the field of defense is a symbol of the deep mutual trust between both the nations. He said, in today's world marked by tension and uncertainty, the partnership between India and Brazil serves as a vital pillar of stability and balance.
आज जब विश्व तनाव और अनिश्चितता के दौर से गुजर रहा है, भारत ब्राजील की साझेदारी स्थिरता और संतुलन का एक अहम स्तंभ है. हम एकमत है कि सभी विवादों का समाधान डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से होना चाहिए.
The Prime Minister said India and Brazil's thinking on fight against terrorism is aligned, zero tolerance and zero double standards.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई पर हमारी सोच समान है, जीरो टॉलरेंस एंड जीरो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स. हमारा स्पष्ट मत है कि आतंकवाद पर दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है. हम आतंकवाद और आतंकवाद के समर्थकों का कठोर विरोध करते हैं.
Earlier, Mr. Modi was accorded ceremonial welcome at Alvorada Palace, where Brazilian President, along with his wife, welcomed him. After the talks, Mr. Lula da Silva hosted lunch in the honour of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital on Monday after wrapping up a very productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS Summit. From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital, Windhoek, today on the final leg of his five-nation tour. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with the Namibian President. Prime Minister Modi will also be conferred with the highest civilian award of Namibia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that the visit will shape the upcoming Inter-Africa Forum Summit and Global South priorities. The Election Commission said that the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, in Bihar is progressing well and the exercise of collection of enumeration forms will be completed well before the deadline of 25th of July. In a statement, the Commission said that in the first 14 days since the issue of SIR instructions, nearly 47% of enumeration forms have been collected. The government has said that it has not issued any fresh blocking order and has no intention to block any prominent international news channels, including Reuters and Reuters World. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the moment Reuters and Reuters World were blocked on the X platform in India, the government immediately wrote to X to unblock them. It said X took more than 21 hours to unblock Reuters. In cricket, Indian spinner Deepti Sharma is on the verge of becoming the number one bowler in the ICC Women's T20 International Rankings for the first time in her career. She has moved to second place in the latest list after gaining one spot, overtaking Australian pacer Annabel Sutherland, and now trails Pakistan's Sadia Iqbal by only 8 rating points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.